tobacco. How much tobacco do you raise?
I have about an acre.
Now, how much can you make on an acre of tobacco in a season?
Well, that all depends on the season. An acre of tobacco, some people get $2,000 out of it.
Is that a good? That's
above average, I'd say. Average or better.
Do you have many varieties of tobacco in this area, or are they mostly the same?
With barley, there's, I guess, a dozen different brands.
Mm-hmm.
16, 21,
mm-hmm.
hybrid.
Mostly burleys, though, right?
It's mostly burley in this section.
Now, how far is that? Is that just in this very area here?
It goes up in southwest Virginia and up as far as about Roanoke, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Long back down, Greenville, this side of Knoxville, maybe.
Is a burley a dark tobacco or a light?
Well, it's light tobacco, supposed to be. It's not flu cured, air cured tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you sell it, would you tell me? Would you just give me a brief description of how you what you do in the cultivation of tobacco?
Well,
from the beginning of the season to the
first,
end.
I have treated my beds in the fall. But ordinarily it's spring, along about the middle of March time, first to the middle of March, and we use this here gas now. We gas and put them under cover, airtight. 9 cans of that gas to 100-foot benign. And you leave that on there 24 to 48 hours. You take it off and your ground gets dry, or you sow your seed, and then you got to put your boards around it. And
so where do you put the boards?
You put them where your 9-foot cans will reach the top of them, and have it up about 8-10 inches high off the planks. Put your wire through it or something to hold the canvas up, and you come along and canvas it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they get up half big enough to set out or something, like take that canvas off, let them toughen up. That's the danger of frost.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're pretty well ready to go. You might have to weed a little bit.
Okay. And then after they, how long does it take to the tobacco plant take to grow?
Well, you set them out, usually about, I'd say 2 months to grow until it's ready to transplant.
Then what do you do?
Well, you take a setter and set them out, or set them by hand. Most people use a setter anymore, a tractor and a setter. And most of them just sets one row at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people plows it. I have plowed it the next day or the next morning just standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And most people wait about a week to cultivate it.
Right. And then
they cultivate it about 3 times and right quick, and hoe it maybe once, some people maybe twice, some not at all.
The hoeing is mainly to get the weeds out?
Weeds just keep the filth out.
And
a lot of people now spray their ground before they set. They don't need.
Now you mentioned filth, does that mean different kinds of weeds?
Well, that's weeds and grass or anything that might come in it.
I see.
Where the manure heavy and fertilizer heavy, well, you get some that haven't been sprayed.
Is it 2 months between the time you?
Well, that all depends on your season. Usually, plant the bed about the 15th of March, April, May, and it's usually about the 21st, 25th of May. A little later this year, but I'd say 2 months or a little better.
That's a transplant.
Uh-huh.
And then how long do they go?
Well,